MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio. The Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best Sunny Show!
You're listening to The Shoot.
Trust us, we're hot.
Masters of none.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial. Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No! Welcome to Rage Quit Radio.
Get ready for Hippo Juice.
Time for the rail.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
It's High Society Radio.
It's all about me with Halls and Rorschach.
Shy kids.
Daddy Wampus.
Orange Room.
Warlock Radio!
They can run, but they can't hide. Fate always finds a way. On tonight's episode of The Shy Kids, one of these shy kids will die. Coming up tonight, which is right now. Tonight is right now. Right now is tonight.
Shy kids.
We are shy kids.
See it right there. It's done. Theme song.
Welcome to the Shy Kids Podcast. My name is Corey.
My name is Dean.
And I'm Doc.
Hi, guys.
How's it going?
Hey, Dean.
You sound different.
You do. You have a little bit of a cold, or
I have laryngitis.
You also have a bit of an accent.
What do you mean?
It sounds like you've been working in a delicatessen, is all I'm saying.
I don't follow.
It does sound odd, Dean. It really does.
Laryngitis also gives you an accent. That's funny.
Yeah, you do sound really weird.
Whatever you mean, I don't know. Don't ask me. I sound the same to me, aside from the laryngitis.
Yeah. This is Dean Bettineman.
You sound like Mrs. Bighead from Rocco.
A little bit.
Oh, Rocco.
All right. Well, hopefully you won't be taxed too much, Dean.
Right.
Tonight. You
we
know,
won't only... we won't make you talk too much.
Yeah, yeah. Just interject, yeah. You know, whenever you feel it.
All right.
But save those vocal cords, because we got a humdinger of a Nerdigories tonight.
Yeah. A humdinger.
I don't know what the Nerdigory is, but I'm sure it'll be great.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
Are we going to acknowledge it at all or no?
All right. Real Dean is in PAX Seattle, but sitting in for him is Fake Dean.
Hey, Fake Dean.
But whatever you want to call me, I just know myself as Dean.
Okay.
That's all I know.
I see. Yes. All right, Dean. Well, Fake Dean, you sit in for Real Dean this week, because Real Dean is having way too much fun in Seattle right now.
I'm sure all the fucking rain and...
Is it raining? Where
I don't
is
know.
It?
It's Seattle.
Probably, yeah.
The weed probably is fun.
Although I don't think Dean partakes in the weed.
Fake Dean, does Real Dean partake in weed?
I do, but I don't know about him.
It explains a lot, actually.
Yeah, that does really explain a lot.
he's at the Penny Arcade Expo. And he's hanging out with the Shark Tank guys, and he's having a whole lot of fun.
Yep.
We wish him well.
A barrel of laughs.
Yes, and
up
I
there.
Hope he travels safe.
Playing video games.
To and from. So how are you guys doing tonight?
I'm kind of tired.
Yeah?
Yeah. All the masturbating.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. First of all, it was a long weekend, so you had a Monday off.
I did have a Monday off.
So already, just a whole day of non-work masturbatory session.
It was
planned.
Also like, Monday off means you get to delay your shower for a day.
That's true.
That end of the weekend.
Yeah.
Clean up all my scum and shame.
Yeah, you know.
Shower.
Just put it all down the drain.
Yeah,
just all
down
the shame.
Drain. With the tears.
Put your tears and shame down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
Yeah.
No, this holiday weekend was extra special for a couple different reasons. Wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it was quite an eventful weekend. Now, by the time this airs, this is kind of going to be old news.
It might be old news, yeah. Yes.
Unless more stuff comes out.
That's, I don't see how it could at this point. Let's fill in the listeners a little bit.
Yeah.
This past Monday, Labor Day, which we're taping the day after, so it's very fresh for us.
Yeah.
The images are still burned into my retina, and I still have an erection.
It actually started Sunday.
Did it start Sunday?
I think so.
Okay. The event we're talking about is now being referred to as the Fappening.
The Fappening.
The Fappening. Some, I also saw.
Coming up on Butch and Burst, the Fappening.
Butch and Burst is going to talk about the Fappening. I've also heard it referred to as the Fapture.
Oh, that's a good one.
but I like the Fappening. And, I wanted to post something on Twitter.
It's called the Fappening. What if we found out that the one releasing all the nudes is the trees?
God damn it. That was my tweet that I wanted to send.
Is it?
Yes. That I was just about to say. Like, wouldn't it be great?
Parallel thinking. Oh, I apologize. Trampled your, like, what you were setting up.
Where's Mark Wahlberg on the post? Like, hey guys, what if it's the trees?
Did you guys hear all the bees are disappearing?
It
could be all these celebrity nude leaks.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, what if it is the trees, man?
Dean, did you pay attention to the Fappening?
Not really. There weren't any blacks or Asians.
The Fappening, yeah, for those who are unaware,
yeah,
was a anonymous poster had hacked a bunch of celebrity photos
from
iCloud.
The iCloud.
The Apple iCloud, and started sort of pulling all of the nude photos from all these celebrity accounts and then collecting them into some sort of online directory.
Yeah.
And then posting all those links on where?
It started on 4chan.
Okay. Because I caught it on Reddit.
Yeah.
Well, the Reddit next morning
started reposting it.
Right.
And they started a whole subreddit called The Fappening.
The Fappening, yes.
Based off this event.
Because I saw a news report, and in the news report that I was reading, I clicked a link in the news report, and it took me to the subreddit, The Fappening.
Yeah.
And that's where I read a whole bunch of other shit and eventually found some links to some galleries.
So you stumbled upon
all
those.
In the name of trying to research this for the show.
It's all research.
Yeah.
My arms are tired.
I was really late to work today. Right? I got an early start.
Yeah.
It's fascinating that God damn, every celebrity woman takes some fucking vagina pictures.
Well, here's the thing, is that's the problem with being a person in the current time. Every camera has a phone.
Yeah.
So, you know, prior to this, people just took nudie photos with real cameras.
Right.
But now you take it with a phone and then boop, on the cloud.
Right.
Yeah.
Immediately on the cloud.
Like, way immediately.
A lot of accounts are set up to where as soon as you take a picture, it shows up on all devices.
Yeah.
That's not that easy to turn off.
By the way, can we acknowledge how well said that awful fucking statement was? That's what it means to be a person in the now. Wow, great job, Docky Weeds.
You know, you're a professional.
Am I?
Broadcast really? Yeah, you run two shows. You're
I don't run this show.
Well, I mean, kind of. We're thirds.
I edit it.
That's true.
Yeah. It's a partnership.
Nobody owns this. Yeah. I mean, technically, Arsenal Productions owns it, but
yeah.
Because we bought the domain name. But
I thought the whole podcast was my idea. And that I owned 100% of the stakes, and you were my employees.
No, Dean.
I would check your paperwork, Dean.
Yeah. Check your privilege.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, fucker.
Yeah.
I'm tired of the white patriarchy.
This is as close as we get to being broadcast professionals. Yeah. You know, people at least think that our show sounds professional.
Yeah.
So when we have those sort of those stumble moments, you know, that happens on real radio too, man.
Mm-hmm.
But this is more like radio, so it's cool.
It's more like radio than other things
that aren't radio.
Yeah. Like bread.
Bottles of water.
Yeah.
Hats.
Pizza floats.
Christmas trees.
What are pizza floats?
I don't know. What are pizza floats?
It sounds amazing.
It does.
Whatever it is.
You know, they do beer floats now?
Really? Like ice cream and beer?
Yeah, you can get like a Blue Moon and they put like a scoop of vanilla in it.
Yeah.
Or like a Guinness.
That'd probably be good.
Yeah.
You know what I want?
Hmm.
Bailey float.
A Bailey float? Oh, like
Bailey's.
Oh, man.
Float? No, I just want Bailey J in my pool. That's what I meant.
An inflatable Bailey J.
Yeah.
Like a butterscotch schnapps and Bailey's.
It'll look like I'm inflating her.
Ice cream? Man. Right.
That was a good one.
God damn it. Yeah.
Thank you, Dean.
Just.
You're not supposed to actually blow, you dumbass.
Yeah.
No, so they hacked into these iCloud accounts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we were talking about the happening.
And Apple sort of acknowledged that, right? Like, Apple came out and said, like, there's some celebrity accounts that were compromised.
Yeah.
We acknowledge that, but there is no security breach. Nobody hacked into our system. Nobody, like, cracked a wall.
It was pretty much hackers figuring out passwords. Really.
Yeah, there's a program that...
At least that's what Apple's saying.
Yes.
The hackers could be like, no, we totally broke in.
Yeah, or it could be people from Apple.
Yeah.
Who knows? There's an...
I didn't think of that.
Yeah, it could have been. You know.
Maybe it's the NSA.
It could be the NSA. Wouldn't that be funny?
Yeah.
Guess we'll get shut down tomorrow.
Oh! Yeah.
No, but apparently there's some programs out there. I'm not going to mention the names of them, for fear of other people getting this similar ideas, but there's programs out there that will, like sort of assist in cracking, account.
Yeah.
Verifications and whatnot. And what they were doing is they were, sort of guessing. I mean, like the iCloud email addresses are kind of like, I don't have one. I don't upload anything to an iCloud.
Right.
But I know that I have like a generic name at me or whatever it is that Apple has. So like every time you buy an iPhone or whatever, they automatically give you one of those. I never set mine up.
Right.
Or it's set up. I never touch it, you know, and, that's sort of the accounts that they were going for to look for all of the synced iCloud stuff. And, then they would sort of guess a password or, you know, whatever until they got it. And then it would bring up security questions. And then the security questions, apparently, they would go through, like old interviews and like little hints on Instagrams and Twitters and all that kind of stuff to sort of guess at like what their first pet's name were or like what was the first car they drove or their mother's maiden name and all that kind of stuff. Those security questions that you get, like, that you know, set up with your bank account and all that kind of stuff, they would, sort of fish all of this information through all of the outlets that the celebrity had been on.
Right.
And then be able to sort of figure out through those clues how to answer those security questions. So like, they got through three sort of steps there. And then once you get into that, like, yeah, just free reign, like whatever pictures you want. Like,
right.
I'm surprised that there weren't any like Hunger Games leaks.
Games leaks.
Yeah, like they leaked, like they got in there and they saw like topless photos. They saw fucking naked photos. But I wonder if that wasn't in there, if they would have been like, hey, check out on set photos, because they could sell that shit.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
To, you know, TMZ or whatnot.
Right.
But there was a lot of female celebrities that were hit. Like you think right now, if you're listening, think of your favorite female celebrity. She's probably nude in a photo.
quite a few.
Quite a few.
Yeah.
And so
I was going to say there was, and there's somewhere you don't ever see the person's face, but it claims it's that person.
Right.
Aubrey Plaza is one of those.
Right.
Except there is one where you see her face, but everything's blacked out on her body.
Right.
It's weird. But the ones where you don't see her face and they claim it's her, they're like looking at like photos of her at premieres and shit, trying to match up moles and shit.
to be like, see,
it's her. There was a lot of that on the subreddit, The Fappening, which like sort of cries of bullshit. You know, like you guys are grasping at straws. Like, yeah, it's close. Like,
yeah,
just believe that it's her. And if it is, it is. If it
could be her. It was pretty. It was pretty goddamn close.
It was convincing.
It was very convincing.
Very convincing. Yes. There were some that came out as fake. There was a video of Jennifer Lawrence. Well, who were all of the celebrities?
The ones I remember, because some of them I like literally did not know who the person was.
There were a lot on there I had no idea.
I was like, who? This must be some Disney Channel girl I've never heard of or something.
There were a few of those.
Yeah. But Jennifer Lawrence is the big one.
She was the big name that was being tossed around in all the news reports.
Kate Upton is a big one.
Yes. She has big ones. Yes.
There's literally one with Kate Upton laying on a bed. With her back exposed and jizz all over her back.
Really?
Yes.
Confirmed it's her?
It's with the set of her other pictures.
Oh, seriously?
And like the room looks the same and shit.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Holy shit. Okay. Who takes a picture of that?
I don't know. Like, look at this. I made a map of Hawaii.
Oh, and Kate Upton. Yeah. I guess. It's a trophy. What a sick... Oh, all right. Go ahead.
Yeah. And then... Aubrey Plaza's kind of the one where they're like, is that her? We can't tell.
Because you only see her vagina.
Yeah. Kirsten Dunst had a few.
Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah.
Sort of confirmed hers.
She did. She confirmed hers.
She said, thanks, iCloud, and then put emoticons for a pizza and a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Pizza shit.
Pizza shit.
It's piece of shit.
Got it.
Yeah. That's funny, Snaggletooth. Thanks for that. I LOL'd for realsies.
Yeah. Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
I don't know who that is, but she had a lot of pictures.
Ramona Flowers from Scott Pilgrim.
Really?
Yeah, the main girl he wants. She also played Die Hard's daughter. In Die Hard 4. She was Die Hard's daughter.
Okay.
John McClane.
I do know who that celebrity is, yes.
She was a little more upset about it.
She
on
was
Twitter.
Fucking pissed.
Yeah, she was like, well, I'm glad you guys are happy. These are just pictures that me and my ex-husband took. Years ago.
That she was like pictures that were deleted a long time ago.
Yeah.
They don't get deleted from the cloud.
Apparently not. Fucking cloud. Who else fucking was there? Hope Solo had one, the soccer player.
Yeah, it was like a reverse shot, just her butt, right?
I actually thought it was the girl from Dexter for a moment. They have the same face. Yeah.
Although Hope Solo's a little curvier.
Yeah, she was a little thin. So I was like, that can't be Jennifer thicker. Carpenter. Mm-hmm. She's got big hips. And then it said, oh, Hope Solo. There was one where it's just a dick going in a vagina.
They claimed that one was Olivia Munn.
And it said Olivia Munn. And I was like, really?
No. No.
Yeah.
Like, no. I claim shenanigans on that.
Some of them were Downton Abbey people, which I don't watch, so I don't have any connection to their characters. Yeah. One of my favorite things to come out of it, though, is that Anna Kendrick got a text from her brother that she shared.
I saw that
on Twitter.
It was hilarious.
It was a text from her brother that said, this is one of the few times I've been very happy that your name's not on a list.
Right.
And then
her response was great.
Her response was, it would just be pictures of food and other people's dogs anyway.
Yeah, that's all that she has in her iCloud. Yeah. The only thing she takes photos of is food and other people's dogs.
Yep.
Oh, that was awesome. Yeah. Like a good, because she's responsible phone carrier.
Yeah.
You know?
One of the people who, name I don't know at all, tweeted, Merry Triple Xmas. Like she was totally like, whatever.
Oh, I
see. So she.
You don't remember what celebrity that was?
I don't know her name. I can't remember her name off the top of my head. It was just one of those obscure people who were like, who?
Yeah.
Who is this?
Well.
Fuck. Brie Larson, too.
Oh, yeah. Brie Larson. Although Brie Larson's was just like her in a robe.
No, but there were tits.
Oh, were there?
Yeah,
I didn't see.
21 Jump Street and she's.
I know who Brie Larson is.
Abed's girlfriend on Community.
I know who Brie Larson is. Well, you know. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So, now here comes the moral question for all three of us. Did you look at the photos?
I did. Like I'm really sort of torn about this whole situation.
Right.
Cause on the one hand, let me see them titties, right? Like, these are women, and this is from a man's perspective, obviously. But there is the one side that, like, we are sexual creatures and, like, you know, as sort of fans of these celebrities, we sort of sexualize them, not necessarily them personally, but like what they represent, right? And so, yeah. Like, anytime that they are on a magazine in a bikini, or, you know, they do a movie where like they may be topless or whatever, like that sells more tickets,
right?
Because of the sort of like, ooh, what's behind the stuff, you know? And then this wasn't like a huge opportunity to see whichever fucking celebrity you really like.
Yeah.
Chances are you were going to be able to see her boobs.
The entire marketing of the movie Swordfish was
Halle Berry's tits.
You're going to see Halle Berry's tits in this
exactly.
one.
Exactly.
Finally.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Monster, the same way. The Halle Berry movie
she
Monster.
She gets fucked doggy style.
She gets fucked in this movie.
By Billy Bob Thornton.
Billy Bob Thornton fucks her.
Yeah.
Like, they don't just fuck. They don't just fuck. They fuck.
Yeah.
In that movie. Holy shit. You know what, though? That scene, you get psyched up because you're like, oh shit, this is the scene where they're going to fuck.
Yeah.
And then it happens and you're kind of grossed out because there's like,
it's so like dirty and real looking.
Well, it's sad and it's gritty and it's like, it's really just frustration sex.
Yeah.
And like, there's a lot of, like, it's a really powerful scene.
Yeah.
Besides the sort of fuckery that's going on.
Right.
But there's such pathetic people in the movie. No, like you feel
you
so terrible for these people.
I've never seen the movie.
You've only seen the scene?
Only seen the scene.
Okay. So you have a different perspective on
it. Yeah.
No, like, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen fucking Monsters Ball.
I thought it was a prequel to Monsters, Inc.
No,
to be honest.
Fairly early. No, it's a darker reboot prequel.
Yeah.
To Monsters, Inc.
Got it.
It happens in between Monsters University and Monsters, Inc.
Yeah.
When they're in that limbo between jobs. And then they fuck Halle Berry. No, but there's really depressing shit that goes on. Like Heath Ledger shoots himself in the chest in Billy Bob Thornton's living room.
Ugh.
He plays his son. That happens fairly early on in the movie. Halle Berry's like a single mom with like a obese kid, and like she's trying to work odds and ends and like figure shit out. And, like, it's struggle. Billy Bob Thornton's also a racist. And they become sort of, they have like this weird, like, it's almost like, like that Clint Eastwood movie, Gran Torino.
Yeah.
Where he sort of has like this odd friendship with with somebody who he's prejudiced towards.
Yeah.
It's very similar setup in that way, only because she's also a very attractive woman, they end up fucking.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen in Gran Torino, spoiler alert. He doesn't fuck the Asian kid.
I really don't get racist against Asians.
He was racist against everything.
Like, you'd have to be really fucking racist to hate Asians.
Well, in that particular case, too, he was a war veteran.
Because a lot of racists use poor people as, like, the scapegoat. Like, they blame crime on blacks.
Right.
But it's really poor people.
Right.
And the reason there are more poor black people is because, you know, fucking shitty history.
Lots of shitty history.
Yeah. But like Asians are always like, you know, they excel and shit like that. Like there's not a lot of Asian crime really, aside from Yakuza.
Well, the only reason it works in the Gran Torino movie is because he was a war veteran who fought against,
in
Korea War and
them.
The Vietnamese, or the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
So like they were the enemy and now they were infiltrating his community.
Okay.
And they were also like large gangs in his community that were like, bullying people and like pushing people around or whatever.
Yeah.
So they, in that movie, the sort of dynamic made a little more sense.
Yeah.
But he, as a character, I think was racist towards everybody.
Yeah.
It's
just to me, hating Asians is like hating Eskimos.
They're so cute. The little furry hats.
They're adorable. Yeah.
And they cuddle up with polar bears and they, whale?
Yeah.
I don't know. What do Eskimos do? I don't know anything about Eskimos. They got like 84 words for snow.
A lot of racists come up with justifications in their own head for like why they're racist.
Yeah.
Like, well, it's, I don't trust them because of this.
And Bible.
And the beasts. It said man will walk with beasts or whatever.
Mud people or some shit. I don't know.
Bible.
Bunch of birds talk about the Bible.
Bunch of birds Bible talk.
Talk about Bible talk. Call us up.
Hi. So
1-800
1-800-5800 braced.
It's a combination of their names.
Yeah, Bryce.
Bryce.
So
what numbers are those, Butch and Bursts?
Don't worry about it. You can't understand us. You can't call in. How about that? How about that? Hey.
Call in.
It's time for the Tuesday afternoon titty dance.
Call it. Oh, yeah. Go ahead, call.
All right. Enough bad radio.
But back to boobs.
Yeah. Boobs. Yeah, we were on boobs and we went to racism.
I'm torn because, like, yeah, I clicked on some of the galleries for research.
Right.
And we were talking about this, you know, but also to sort of see.
Yeah.
The curiosity got the best of me.
Right.
I wasn't going to, like, repost you know, sort of rebroadcast it, you know, because that seems dirty to me.
Well, that's the funny thing is what I was thinking.
But we're all guilty for opening the link.
Right. When all this shit came out, my immediate thought was, if I was a hacker who got access to all of this stuff,
right,
I would share it with nobody. This would all be mine.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You would show close friends.
Yeah.
And only stuff that you were already bored with.
Maybe. I'm lazy.
Right.
So I don't want to tell somebody, like, oh, yeah, I'm able to do that. And then they're like, can you get me?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, God. The second somebody finds out that you have a trade skill.
Yeah.
Like, everybody comes out of the woodwork. Hey, can you design a logo for me? I get so many of those.
Do you know how bad every time, I wanted to change something in the Doc Wheatley picture. I was like, Dean, because Dean's the one who made it.
Right.
It's like, I felt so, like, I felt so yucky asking him to change something.
Right.
Can you get, I don't want to have this anymore. Can you get rid of that? And he was like, sure. But I was like, ugh, I just don't want to bother you with this.
Right.
But I feel like trying to do it myself would be more insulting. Like, I'm editing the art you made. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How do you feel about it, Dean? I'm fine with it. Full permission. Ask me for anything. Okay, good.
That's good to know.
Yeah, thank you, Dean.
Good to know, Dean.
Yeah.
Can you alter our Shy Kids logo then?
Corey needs a beard.
I need a beard and
take away my hat.
Yeah, Doc isn't wearing the hat anymore.
Yeah.
We're a little outdated. Plus, right. I mean, it'd be like, we've been doing it for a year.
No.
Why not change it up a little bit? Maybe go away from the blue? I don't know. Think about it. Think about it.
I'll think about it.
Okay.
I'm quite proud of that logo, though.
It looks...
I'm a little insulted you're bringing that up to me.
It looks...
Now, Doc's logo, okay. Yes. But the Shy Kids logo, no.
You're not as proud of the logo you did for Doc.
No, that was half-assed. And shout out.
Because I was a little offended at how awesome Doc's logo and banner was.
Look, I stole all those images from Kotaku or whatever.
They're all Steam game ripoffs.
Why did I say oh whatever for you, Dean? That was weird. I like finished your sentence.
You that guys, you're that. We're in each other's minds, guys.
Yeah, it's like we finish each other's sandwiches.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Oh, let it go.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like, I felt torn.
Yeah.
Because it seemed incredibly dirty, the entire thing.
It was naughty. Because you're not supposed to be seeing it.
I mean, that was part of the appeal, right?
Yeah.
Is that it's like, oh, this is some secret stuff.
Right? Yeah. But, voyeur.
But I felt kind of really bad for everybody.
Yeah.
Involved because like,
well, I think here's what it is.
First off, we should say, I mean, not any of these women's fault.
No.
They should not be held to blame. You know, somebody, I saw a comment that, like, who knew that so-and-so was such a slut?
Yeah, that's
And it's
stupid.
Like, you know what? It's not her fault. Like, she takes pictures in her own time with you know, for her private collection or for people that she's in relationship with.
Yeah.
Or like, even just to her friends or whatever. Like, that's between them, you know? And for it to be stolen from them in that way feels really dirty.
That's just people take dirty pictures. It's the fucking 90s, bro.
Yes. Although, I do want to say that if you are going to do that,
yeah,
maybe take a little more care to cover your tracks, just in case. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. With the iCloud,
it can go to every device you have.
Right, right, right.
Every device you have.
Yeah.
Which means that if somebody were to be like, hey, can I look something up on your computer? And you happen to have your iPhoto open or something on your desktop, they could click it. I mean, that would be an invasion of your privacy if they clicked other things on your desktop other than what they said they were going to.
Right.
But potentially that could open up and be like, hey, look what downloaded from last Thursday.
Yeah.
Hey, a bunch of pictures of you naked on a couch.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to explain this? Like,
with a cucumber inside you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Is this jizz on your back? Hey, Katie.
Katie, is jizz on your back?
Yeah. You know, it seems like there are more responsible ways to handle the technology.
The thing, you got to be...
But they are not to blame.
No, they're not to blame, but you could turn off iCloud Sync, so...
You can, and you should. Should
have done that.
You should do that.
But that doesn't mean, like, fuck you for not doing that, you know what I mean? That's
exactly
how a lot of people are acting.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not their fault, and they have every right to store it wherever they want. Yeah. It's as irresponsible as, like, you know, posting something on your Twitter account, thinking that, like, oh, I'm just, like, nobody ever reads this, but not realizing that fucking everybody reads this.
It's,
you know.
It's more like, I wouldn't say that, because Twitter is, like,
you're right.
Sharing. Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of something else.
Yeah.
Like people don't think of the technology and what it could potentially reach to.
It's like if you left a dildo in your mailbox. Because you think, dildo in my mailbox. Who's going to look at my mailbox?
Besides the mailman.
Well, okay, but what if it's for the mailman, okay? What if you're like, here's a dildo. Happy anniversary. Yeah. Happy mailversary.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
then the milkman shows up.
So you think.
Digging through your mailbox.
Who's going to look in my mailbox but the mailman?
Right.
But somebody could walk by and open your fucking mailbox and peek in it.
It's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
It could totally happen.
Although the iCloud a little more secure than a mailbox.
Right.
It's hard to find it's hard to find parallels to this sort of situation.
Imagine a cloud that stored all your data. Yeah. That's pretty much what you have
to. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's like the Android version of iCloud. Whatever that is.
I mean it's equivalent to back in the day when like you would take like if you would give vacation negative roles to like your mom to go like I have a whole bunch of film roles.
Yeah.
Can you go develop a bunch of those?
But you forgot one of them.
You forgot one of, hidden in the pile was a bunch of like weird photos that you had taken, of your junk.
Yeah.
You know, or your significant other's junk, whatever.
Yeah.
And when those pictures come back and your mother is rifling through.
Yeah.
Like,
let's look at their vacation.
Cancun was so nice. Oh my God. There's his dick.
Yeah.
You know, Same thing. Like, be a little more responsible about the stuff that
this cave they visited is awfully flesh colored.
Yeah, exactly. Is that semen on that cave? It's coming out of the cave.
I think it's a jellyfish swimming out. Yeah.
Like you should be a little more responsible about the stuff that you don't wish a lot of people to see.
Right. I think a lot of people just if it's on my phone. It's my phone.
Yeah, it's sort of an out of sight, out of mind kind of mentality.
Right, right.
But I mean, hopefully, this is sort of a lesson to either the celebrities involved or future celebrities or people that weren't involved.
It's really a lesson to all people.
Well, yes, I'm saying, but like, who's
careful,
gonna
careful what's on your phone?
Who's gonna be targeted, really? But people who are in the spotlight a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Or they're gonna be more prone to be sort of attacked in this sort of way.
Yeah.
But like, you know, just make sure that all of your settings are good and then maybe do a tester.
Yeah.
You know, like take a picture of something non crazy and make sure that all of the channels didn't pick it up.
Can I tell you the most brilliant / sinister thing to come out of the fappening is that, after, 4chan had all these pictures, someone on 4chan made up a hashtag called I Stand With J-Law. And the idea behind it was because J-Law's private pictures got exposed, tweet your own nude selfie and tag it, I Stand With J-Law, to show your support for her. But someone on 4chan made this up so that they could get nude selfies of all these random girls on the internet, and people fell for it. Like, I Stand With J-Law. Here's my tits.
Yeah, because Jennifer Lawrence is the one that posted all of those photos.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? Here, that's another thing too. Like,
yeah.
There are plenty of subreddits even where, like, if you want to show your tits, show your tits. If that's what you're into, show
Gone
your tits.
Wild.
It's totally
is the big
cool.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to go and like post, you know, if it helps your self-esteem, if it, you know, if you just are really happy about your body or,
yeah.
Maybe you get off by knowing that other people, strangers are, you know, sort of looking at you or whatever.
That's your
like,
thing, yeah.
It's totally cool. There are outlets for that. Yeah. You know, don't wait for the I stand with J-Law hashtag.
Right.
As an excuse.
Yeah. That's just 4chan trolling.
Also,
Twitter.
Don't be an idiot.
Yeah.
I mean, that part of the problem here is a little bit of idiocy going on, right? That people would.
The stand with J-Law?
Yeah, yeah. People would think
yeah.
that somehow they're supporting Jennifer Lawrence.
Right. Well, did you hear the other thing is that, Reddit, while this was all happening, they're like, hey.
While this was fappening,
they were like, hey, Jennifer Lawrence supports this charity. Why don't we donate to this charity
prostate
too?
Prostate
cancer charity. Yeah. Just to be like, hey, look, we know that we're creepy fucks jacking off to your pictures.
We know we're filthy assholes.
But we'll donate to this charity too is just kind of a, you know, we're not that bad.
Right, which is a little bit of a silver lining. It's a playbook.
Wow.
You know, like, that's a nice gesture.
Yeah.
I suppose. And it turns out they did manage to raise a bunch of money.
Yeah.
For prostate cancer.
The problem is, though, that the charity said nope.
Really?
And turned down the money.
Really?
Yes. The charity did not want to accept money from the fappening on Reddit.
They didn't want to accept money from people who masturbate?
Apparently
it's
not.
It's a prostate cancer.
Masturbation's supposed to prevent prostate cancer.
Holy shit.
Yeah, no.
They could have really spun that in a positive way.
Yeah.
They've
done this, like, charities have done this before, turned down money because they didn't like where it was coming from.
Now,
it's a weird thing, but.
You know what? There was a, most notably that I can remember is, breast cancer, like Susan B. Coleman or something like that.
Yeah.
Turned down, money raised for breast cancer awareness,
yeah,
through large boob porn videos on like RedTube or something.
That's
like that.
That's a weird thing to turn down just because they do porn.
They don't like every
that's consensual porn.
Every click yeah. of somebody that watched these big boob videos,
yeah,
they were gonna donate, you know, $100 or whatever.
That seems
and they raised
odd.
A bunch of money and then they turned it down.
That's stupid.
You're
stupid, Susan Komen.
I don't even know that it was Susan Coleman.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
But it was one of those yeah. breast cancer charities.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Like, if somebody wants to donate, like, how are you going to think that money could go to some good? I don't understand. Maybe it because then you get criticized for taking that money, but, like, there's plenty of other people that are.
I would take the money while making a statement that they're still shitbags. That's what I would do if I ran a charity.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
and some shitbag fucking donated to me, I'd be like, thanks for the money, shitbag.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You guys are all horrible people.
Yeah.
But thanks for
forwarding. So we're going to use your horrible money to do good.
Yeah.
Yeah, instead of horrible.
Yeah.
Which is what it would have
done. Now you're horrible people with less money.
Right.
And like we're going to go do.
Like if the KKK started donating stuff. To some fucking charity.
Like
take
the NAACP.
Take the money. Yeah. And you know what? Fucking, that'd be hilarious. Just the money they give you, donate to like the NAACP
right.
or something like that. Yeah.
Would the NAACP yeah. turn down money from the KKK, you think?
Not if it was filtered through a breast cancer charity.
It's true.
Yeah. I think they'd find it funny.
See, what they should have yeah. done with the fappening thing is like, yeah, raise a bunch of money on the thing, but put it under
yeah.
like something else. Like,
well, they're already putting it to some other charity. Like water.org, which I don't even know what that is, but
it's
clean water.
I think that is clean water third world countries.
Okay, then they're doing that. So I asked you if you looked at the pictures.
I did. I felt a little bad that the whole thing was happening, but I did look at the pictures.
Guilt looking.
I felt guilty, and then yeah. Although
I looked at the pictures, too.
I didn't use the pictures, quote unquote.
Yeah, you know what? That's true. I didn't use the pictures either, but that's more because I'm so desensitized that I need like real porn.
Yes.
I need people moving and saying dirty shit.
Yes. I was curious, and so I looked, and I went, oh, well, that's what she looks like naked.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's pretty.
Yeah. You know what? She looks as good naked as I thought she would look naked. Yeah.
But yeah, again, it was curiosity made me look at the pictures.
Right.
And download them and save them. aside for the underage, there were a couple underage people.
Yeah, saw that. The subreddit, the Fappening, put up a few things that were like, hey, just
make sure you delete these ones because these pictures were taken when they were 17.
Heads up, Jennifer Lawrence is putting a whole bunch of copyright stuff out there. All images of Jennifer Lawrence is getting taken down. So don't post it anymore.
The ones that they mentioned were some of the people I had no clue who they were.
Right.
So I hadn't downloaded those anyway.
Right. Yeah, you weren't even interested.
No, I was like, who the fuck's that?
Yeah.
Give me Jennifer Lawrence.
Exactly. More Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah. And more like radio.
More Kate Upton.
Yeah.
Upton. I wonder if this will prompt Jennifer Lawrence to just say, fuck it, and do like a nude scene in a movie now.
I don't think that's how it works.
No?
I don't think you get shamed into nude scenes.
I mean, if it comes up and it makes sense. Like, that's the thing. Like, she's not going to do anything that doesn't make sense. Like, it would have to make sense for, you know, the movie or the story or whatever. But, like, does that change her perspective on, like do I do it or do I not do it? Like, fuck it, everybody's already seen me naked anyway. Like, that bell can't be unrung.
Was she against it?
I don't know.
If it came up in the role, she'd do it or some shit.
Because, like, I noticed, like, Sarah Silverman lately has been a lot more open about nudity on film.
Yeah, she was naked in a movie with Michelle Williams.
Yeah, she did Take This Waltz, where she was full frontally nude.
Full frontally.
Full frontally nude.
Full frontally. We didn't ask Dean, by the way, did you look at the pictures, Dean?
Well, no, I said there were no blacks and no Asians, so I wasn't interested.
Yeah.
That's all I want. That's it.
Okay. All right, sorry. Fuck.
Chill out.
Yeah.
God damn it. Fucking fake Dean's aggressive.
I know.
My meds are out of whack.
Are you still adjusting?
I take different meds than other Dean.
I just realized I keep looking over to his empty chair every time I address him.
I'm that good.
Oh, shit.
I'm that good.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
What are you guys talking about?
Nothing. Never mind.
All right. Shut up, Vic Dean. You're here.
So you looked at the photos, dude.
Oh, yeah.
And you kept some.
Well, I downloaded them to look at them.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, because if you go on, like, Imgur, you got to wait for them all to load.
Yeah.
But if you just do, like, /zip after the Imgur link, it downloads everything in the album.
Oh, really?
The zip file, yeah. So it's like, boom. Then I looked through them.
Right.
Yeah.
Because there was like full-on directories listed in the 4chan, right?
Well, like someone on 4chan released a list of like, I actually have all of these fucking people, but like only like 25% of those people actually came out. They actually had photos come out.
Right.
The rest are like just never came out. So people are like, well, then where's the rest of this list? And now, like, they're claiming, oh, well, we'll put them out if we get money.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, why did they blow their load first?
I don't know.
Because, like, you could have saved the Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence seems like one they would have saved. Well, now they're claiming they have a video of her giving a BJ that they are saving for when they get money.
Right. Who the fuck is going to pay them money?
It's her giving a BJ. If someone's going to pay money.
No.
Some fucking cretin.
I understand, but I'm saying, like, no, like, company will pay for that material.
No.
Because it's known to be stolen.
Right.
Very publicly
known. And the FBI's already, like, investigating this
stolen.
Shit.
Yeah. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's no money to be had.
No.
At that point, just fucking release it all just because you're a fucking, you're like a social terrorist.
Yeah,
at
release it all and fucking move to El Salvador or somewhere.
Yeah, do something.
Is that a country?
Maybe. I think Central America?
El Salvador, Italy, Turkey, and Greece, probably.
I think it's a central. What the fuck is up with Central America? They're not their own.
Well, Central. Yeah, you're right. Central America is part of North America.
Is it?
Yeah. Doesn't South America start at the Panama Canal?
Well, Panama, I think, is split in half.
Oh, so the bottom piece of Panama
and then
is still
South
part
America.
Of North America.
I would
South
think,
America, yeah.
maybe. Unless there's like South
Look,
American Panama, North American
We're
Panama.
Not geography majors.
We're not.
Yeah.
And we also have Google and Wikipedia to check this out.
Yeah, but my phone only has like 30% left. I'm not going to waste it on that.
Yeah, mine,
don't do it, Corey.
Mine has 70, but
Look, the chat will tell us. We'll read the chat right now. Chat, right. Tell us. Oh, thank you. Okay,
oh, that's
good.
Interesting. Yeah,
that
is. Hey, thanks, No Shtick Zone.
Or somebody else.
Or you know who would know that the information?
Dean.
Dean would know.
Dean, do you know? Have you been sitting there silently while we're trying to figure out?
Yeah, actually, Texas and Mexico are part of South America.
Really?
Texas.
I didn't know that. They seceded and they went to South America.
Is that one of their six flags?
I guess, right? Yeah. That's right.
You know,
why are you drawing out your fucking sentences that way, Dean? It's so weird.
Yeah, Is it the laryngitis?
Yeah, it makes me draw out my sentences.
Goddamn fucking Muppet over there. All right, save your voice.
Yeah.
Where were we?
Fappening.
The fappening.
None of us jacked off to it.
We
but
didn't.
We did
yeah,
download
like
it.
I was more. It was more just like a curiosity.
Yeah.
To sort of yeah see like and then every time I saw a new name I was like, well, I do wonder what she looks like naked.
Yeah.
Like, I'm curious.
There was a Ariana Grande was the name I recognized.
Yeah, I saw
she's on.
She was on a Nickelodeon show with Victoria Justice, who also had pictures leaked.
Yeah, but she's like a singist too.
She
right?
is a singer right now. She has like her and Iggy Azalea.
I'm so fancy.
Yeah,
that
chick.
Yeah.
They have a song out right now. That's in the top 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ariana Grande, very, very attractive young lady.
She had a nice ass.
She's on a couple Nickelodeon shows.
That makes me feel gross.
She's of age.
When you say that, though, it's still like, ugh. She's
yes.
on a couple of Nickelodeon
well, she,
shows.
Well, she was on a couple of Nickelodeon. I don't think she's on any more Nickelodeon shows.
Right.
Because she's full-time singer girl now.
Yeah.
But very attractive young lady. And also one of those that's like, she's super, like, sweet.
Is she?
Yeah. Like she's just seems like such a nice girl.
I bet it's one of those things where like her persona is nice and she's like a jerk.
Who knows? Yeah, I don't know, but yeah, she always seems like it's funny because the video my wife and I were watching her video last night before we knew any of this transpired because we'd have a whole different perspective. We were watching the video that she has with it's like 99 problems or something like that.
But the bitch ain't one.
It's a sort of homage to that. And she's
already.
I mean, like
that seems too recent to homage.
It's. I mean, like the lyric is an homage. It's not really like they don't really sample the song or anything. But in the video, she's like, "It's like one less problem without you," something like that. Is the. I got one less problem with that. I can't sing it. It's fine. But she's dancing and she's got like a short skirt on in the video and like they're trying to make her sexy,
mm-hmm.
you know? And my wife was like, is it just me or like she looks too like, aw, shucks,
yeah.
to be dancing sexy. Like it's kind of comical because there's nothing really like sexy about her dancing. It's
right.
just like, oh, she's pretending.
You know who's like you know? That with me? Hayden Panettiere.
Yes.
She's too short. She's short to the point where she has like toddler body. You know what I mean?
Well, Ariana Grande is also a very tiny person.
Yeah, but she's tall. She's like slender in normal height looking.
Who?
Ariana Grande. I wouldn't say tall, but she looks
she's like 5'2".
She looks yeah, but she looks proportionate.
Oh, she looks proportionate.
Yeah. Hayden Panettiere looks toddler shaped. She looks like a giant baby. It's weird. So like I've never been like, ooh, Hayden Panettiere. I've always been like, go put your clothes on.
Not now, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Something else I wanted to bring up. Have you seen Taylor Swift's new video?
I did.
Shake It Off.
I thought that the video was quite charming.
Yeah.
First of all, let me say, I'm not a very big Taylor Swift fan.
Right.
Well, I'm not a very big country fan, and I wasn't a very big Taylor Swift fan. I thought
it's not even a country song, though.
It's not. No, yeah. No. This is a complete departure right. from what she has done previously, and that was yeah. sort of her point, which is fine.
Right.
I get that you need to reinvent yourself. It's totally cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There is one part in the video that I thought was very odd. That it makes me laugh every time I see it because I go, why would they leave that in there?
What?
There's a scene in which she's crawling on the floor through ladies' legs.
Yeah.
Like they're all standing like, it's sort of like the Big Lebowski.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where he's floating down the bowling alley.
To see what condition my condition
yeah, exactly,
was
in the dream sequence.
Yeah.
She comes to the end and there's a lady twerking
yeah.
at the end. And Taylor Swift looks up at her vagina with a like, oh, that's what that looks like. look on her face. And it just is odd.
The idea of the video, by the way, if you like pay attention to the video,
is her not being able to dance.
She's the one fucking up in each of the dance yeah. situations. She's the one who can't get in line with them, so she just does her own thing.
Yeah, she's poking fun at how awkward she is at dancing.
Right. So
it's sort of a commentary on the type of pop star she is.
Right, right, right.
Because she's not
a trained
pop star.
Yeah.
She's a songwriter.
Harvey Firestein showed
Sorry,
up.
Dean was creeping through my throat now. that's where I like to be, in your throat.
Whoa.
Hey, man, chill out.
Jesus.
Later. Yeah, so she's sort of making a commentary on the fact that she is a songwriter.
Yeah.
Who is now writing pop songs.
Right.
And that she's not like somebody who is a previously recorded track, only does the dancey
yeah.
stuff. Although I'm sure her tour will be completely choreographed.
Yeah, but fuck the music. Like, aside from the music,
right.
the video, I think, is, like you said, quite charming.
Also, put aside all of the lyrics that yeah. were phrases from also 2010. Haters gonna hate.
Haters
players gonna,
hate. Gonna
play.
Players gonna play, yeah.
Heartbreakers gonna break.
Put the song aside. The video is quite charming, as you said.
Yes, the video is okay. charming.
So, did you know people were giving her shit for this video?
Yeah.
Do you know what type of shit they were giving?
Racist shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Max Landis had a tweet where he said, it's odd that Taylor Swift is getting shit for this video when it's the most likable thing she's done in years.
Well, not if you're a true Taylor Swift fan.
Oh, because they're like, what's this pop shit?
Go back to country, whore. Yeah. Like, there was a lot of those comments on the YouTube page.
But it's this whole thing of cultural appropriation.
Well, It's like a yeah, it's a gentrification of fucking
now
urban look.
To me, this
did you read the statement that they put out as to why
the statement who put out
the
Taylor Swift's camp?
No, it's the African American Women's League or something like that.
Right,
that put out the first complaint.
No, I didn't read the complaint. So I'm not that informed on it. I just know they were giving her shit for. Like cultural appropriation.
Well, what they were giving her shit for was yeah. was basically dressing up like a quote unquote black girl.
Okay.
Right. She's wearing like, you know, gold hats and like chains and like
right.
Short shorts and like high tops with high socks and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So she was sort of dressing like a stereotype, and they claimed that it's a way that white girls are being racist towards African American girls
yeah.
by adopting their culture.
I don't get that at all.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
It's zero sense. That's what I don't get, this whole argument of cultural appropriation. And where it comes from is they're saying, well, it's the white privilege which lets you do that. They can't go in and act white, otherwise they'll get shit for it.
What?
Number one, do you know who gives black people shit for quote-unquote acting white? Other black people.
Black. I was going to say that, but I didn't know.
Yeah.
If that was a correct answer.
If that's where I was going.
Dean, is that correct?
I'm not in this discussion. I'm not touching this one with a 10-foot pole. Great stance to take, Dean.
Yeah, we should have also taken that stance.
Plus, I didn't want to do your voice for this.
Oh, okay. what do you mean?
Well, like, that's... It's the, like, oh, you're an Uncle Tom. That's where, like, the... they get shit for acting white.
Well, the...
Like, you don't see a bunch of white people going... Why are you acting white, black guy?
No.
Unless they're racists, I guess?
Nope, nobody would care.
No.
No. And I don't see why anybody cares one way or the other either. Like,
it's weird. Now, I get the blackface thing, but that's not what this is at all.
It's not.
No.
It's not at all.
Blackface is like lampooning. Like, who, Master Bourgeois?
Yeah. And it's, oh, man. If Taylor Swift.
And you know, like, what's her name? Katy Perry got shit for her last video for this because she had Egyptian shit in the video.
So did fucking Michael Jackson.
That's
in Remember the Time.
Exact point.
And he's a white female doing pop songs.
This is my exact point. It has nothing to do with white people appropriating cult, you know, other races' cultures. They don't like when women do it.
Really?
Yeah, pay attention to it.
It's just the women?
Notice who gets all the shit. Guess who doesn't get shit for appropriating black culture? Eminem? Justin Timberlake? What did
Justin
you hear?
Bieber?
Justin Bieber? Did you ever hear shit for that about them?
Justin Bieber's all swagalicious. No. Nobody gives a shit about him.
They don't like it when the white girl does it. So
why the white girl?
That's the thing. I don't think they've even noticed that they're targeting white women instead of white people. It's the social justice warriors, that are like attacking these white pop artists for appropriating other cultures. But what they don't realize is that argument is very misogynistic, which is something social justice warriors would be against.
Yes. Yes, they would be.
Yeah. I'm against misogyny. Right?
Yes.
So to me, the fact that they're targeting white girls but saying nothing to Eminem or Justin Timberlake or Justin Bieber about it, you're being a fucking misogynist with that one, pals.
That's very, very accurate.
Yes.
That's extremely accurate. Yeah. That doesn't make any sense to me.
We don't want the white girl to do it.
What the fuck difference
is it? Fuck you, white girl. You don't get to act black in her video. And by the way, the idea of her video is a bunch of different dance styles.
Yes.
So, is it racist to include twerking, or is it accurate to include twerking? Because it's a different dance style.
Also,
in fact, if she left out all black dance styles, wouldn't there be someone going,
yeah.
Like on the other side, kind of going, you didn't, well, you know why what? Did you have no it's, black dance styles?
It's a case of damned if you do, damned if
yeah,
you don't.
Yeah,
yeah. It's a catch-22 for sure, you know.
Plus, in the twerking part, it wasn't like all black people there.
No, well, that's the point I was just about
blacks,
to make.
Blacks, Latinos, and whites in that whole scene.
Yeah, the backup dancers were not all African American.
So what I want to know is, where were the Asians?
There were Asians in the video.
I think there were.
I think there were some.
Now I'm mad at her.
Some breakdancing Asians, but I'm not
mad.
Sure.
I wanted Asians. All right, Dean, calm down. I thought you were going to touch this one.
Yeah, stay out of this.
Okay, sorry.
I don't understand. Part of it too, like, isn't it a bit racist to say that, like, oh, that's acting black?
Yeah, it is.
In general, like, that dance is
some of these
quote
people,
unquote a black dance. Like, isn't that also racist?
Some of these people who yell that, you're appropriating other cultures, that's wrong. They'll yell at people for having braids in their hair. Or eating Mexican food.
Mexican food is delicious.
Yeah. What, am I supposed to not eat Mexican food and be miserable for the rest of my life?
Right? Here's the thing.
Yeah.
We're trying to embrace another culture.
It's
the easiest way to embrace another culture is by eating their food.
Yeah.
I swear to God, just eat somebody else's food. It's all you got to do.
Yeah. There. And by the way, a lot of the people who like to point it out and complain it, other white people. Remember when Gwen Stefani had a video a couple years ago? Shit is bananas, B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
She had
all Asians behind her dancing.
They were Japanese girls, her Harajuku girls.
Someone went to like Japan's YouTube and looked at the comments on that video. And we're translating the comments, and it was like 90%. I don't get why Americans are so mad at this.
Really?
And shit like that. Yeah. Like, what? We have this shit in our videos all the time. Who cares? She said, Avril Lavigne in her Kawaii one.
I'm not familiar with that.
She did some fucking nutty one where she's like, oh, arigato kawaii. It was terrible,
mm-hmm.
but
Japanese people had zero problem with it for the most part.
Because who cares? Here's the thing, too. Like, in America, too, we're all very angry happy, too.
Yeah.
That sounds weird, but, like,
yeah.
we are quick to be super angry about something
right.
for other people.
On behalf of other people.
Yeah. Like, you know what? Just shut the fuck up. You don't really care.
Yeah.
Just shut the fuck up.
Right.
Here's the thing, too, about being angry about things that you can turn off.
Right.
If we offend you on this show, turn us off.
Don't download us anymore.
Don't subscribe.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you don't like what we have to say, don't listen to us.
Right.
That's totally your prerogative.
Yeah.
What I don't get is you continuing to perpetuate some sort of weird relationship with us or this show.
Right.
Because you are super angry at something that we may or may not have said.
Right.
Or something that you heard somebody think they heard from
yeah.
this show. You know, like, it's those
yeah.
kinds of weird, like, just shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Like, just go about your business.
Yeah.
Ignore it.
Yeah.
You know, because the people
ignore me.
Half the time, your information is wrong. And
right.
the people that actually do listen.
Or it's, like, super out of context.
Or it's super out of context. Yeah. Exactly. Like, any one of us doing a character and doing you know, like a southern character and making a sort of semi-racist joke.
Yeah.
Right?
You know who should be mad about that? Southerners.
Southerners, yes.
Andy should be furious.
Yes. Although he finds it funny.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
Probably because he's probably heard similar people legitimately talking. Like
right,
that.
Yeah.
And can hear just the asshole bullshit,
yeah.
you know, in real time. But yeah, like just fucking ignore it. That's the beauty of the media that we have at our fingertips.
Yeah.
In this country, really worldwide.
Yeah.
If you don't like something, don't support it.
Yeah.
The things that you don't just ignore it. If you ignore it,
right.
it won't get ratings. Advertisers will quit.
Yeah. Can I
giving
tell you
them money and they will go away.
When I don't like something,
they will be phased out naturally.
When I don't like something, I literally just don't watch it and then like barely ever think about it again.
I bet that's the way like 80% of consumers look at it.
But unless it's something I love to hate, and you know,
then
like
you'll hate watch it.
You'll hate watch it, but I still don't like
engage.
I don't engage. Right. I'm like, there's this guy I told you about, this YouTube. He does YouTube fast food reviews, and I hate him. I hate him so much. And I watch all of his videos, and I sit there and hate him. But you know what I don't do? I don't leave comments saying, I hate you. Go fuck yourself.
Right.
Because
who fucking cares?
First of all, I don't want to hurt his feelings.
Right.
I just want to hate him in the privacy of my own home.
Right. Because it's fun to hate him.
It's fun to hate him and just get angry at his dumb videos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that, like, I can't even imagine signing up for a message board just to say, I don't like this.
Yes.
It's so odd to me.
Here's like the troll situation too. Right. Like trolls represent such a small.
It is.
A small percentage of the people that are actually consuming.
It's the vocal minority.
But they are the problem with it is that
yeah.
their comment goes up on the internet to be read and stays there.
Right.
Nobody really takes it down. It'll be there forever.
Yeah.
You know, until the site crashes or it ceases to exist or whatever. but for the most part, that shit just stays on there.
Right.
And there's really no way to, like, defend or shut down a comment because they'll just continue to keep a ball rolling and there's no real sort of engaging in those conversations. It's just all just bullshit. And
yeah.
then somebody else comes on and goes bullshit. And then that person goes back and goes, no, bullshit. And it's just this never ending loop of like, I'm going to try to just frustrate this person.
Right.
You know, but that's such a small minority of the grand picture of people that are actually consuming the product.
Yeah.
And it's kind of sad too. Cause like, really, if you like something, leave a review on it. Like,
yeah.
Leave a really positive review, like, hey, or like a tweet, you know, about it or whatever. Like, put out a positive vibe.
By the way, I don't want to misrepresent us too, because whenever a show starts talking about this, me as a listener even goes, wow, they must have got a lot of shit on their whatever accounts.
No, we didn't get any.
We don't. We've had one bad review and it was funny.
You know what, though? even if we got it,
yeah.
like, because we understand, I understand that,
yeah.
like, They're just looking for attention, and they're trying to be assholes for assholes' sake.
Yeah,
I will laugh at those.
Yeah, those are funny to me.
Because you're like, trying to get attention.
So it's not like we recently got some shit that not bugged us. It's just I hear about this other shit and it bugs me.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there's nothing wrong with Taylor Swift's fucking stupid video.
It is a stupid video.
It's a silly video.
It's a silly, charming video. Yeah. The song sucks, but, you know, whatever.
But, you know, most songs suck.
Yeah. It's pop.
Yeah.
It's made for fucking 13-year-olds.
Yeah.
Who haven't discovered their band yet.
Yeah.
You know, they're still just consuming music that gets thrown down their throats.
Yeah.
By television or radio, you know?
Yeah. More like radio.
More like radio. So here's Jeff Martin's song.
I
mean,
I think it's time for Nerdagories.
Yeah. Okay. We can get off our soapbox.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dean, get off your soapbox.
I wasn't in this at all. I don't know what you guys are yapping a bit.
Yeah.
Okay, why don't we keep our action theme going? We did 80s, then we did 90s. Let's do modern, meaning 2000 and after, action movies.
Millennial.
I want to add one rule, though. Because
I hate your rules.
Listen, here's the problem.
No Bruce Willis.
No. We've done superhero movies before as own Nerdagories.
Yeah.
And like post 2000, like most superhero movies are good.
Yes.
Like a majority now are more gooder. That's the wrong word.
More gooder?
More goodiest. A majority of them are more goodiest than the bad ones these days. For every Green Lantern, you get like 5 good ones now.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. So I think if I just had no restrictions, it would just be superhero movies, the whole fucking list. But we've done superhero movies. So how about this time, action movies except superhero movies? Good with that? No superheroes. That includes costumed heroes. Because Batman doesn't have any superpowers. But he is a comic book costumed hero.
But are we saying... Oh, fuck. This opens up like a lot of gray area here. Because are we saying...
Here's a good example. Okay.
No comic book movies?
Yeah, mostly.
Because there are some movies that are from comic books that you may not realize that are from comic books?
No, that doesn't matter. If it's an action movie and it's not superheroes, then you're fine. I'll give you a good example. Which could
R.I.P.D.
Be... Well, you're not going to put that,
no,
please.
No, that's why I brought it up, because nobody's going to put that on the list.
That
like,
would be totally fine.
That is acceptable.
Yeah. If
it's adapted from a comic book.
Yeah, I don't even know if it's action-y, though.
It's action-y.
But they're not superheroes. They're just fucking ghosts.
Yeah.
But here's what I'll say. Like,
what about?
Let me give you a good gray area example from 90s. So none of us can use it.
Okay.
The Matrix. Okay. Keanu Reeves gets powers in that movie. He becomes fucking Neo, right?
Right.
Still not a superhero movie. You get what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're.
You know the difference.
So Guardians of the Galaxy would be exempt.
No, that is a superhero movie.
That is a superhero movie.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's a superhero movie. They're a super team.
All right.
Yeah. Sorry.
But they're not really. Yeah, like, Star-Lord is not a superhero.
Yeah, but neither is Batman.
Batman's pretty super.
Yeah. So Star-Lord.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
All right. So post-2000.
All right. Are you good with those restrictions, Dean?
Action movies.
Yeah, I just thought of my 5 like right off the top of the bat. I'm set. All right, well, we're going to take a break first, and then we can give our 5. Right, Corey?
Yeah.
Yeah. So write your 5 favorite post-year 2000, year 2000 and after, action movies that are non-superhero. After the break right now, after the break.
So not X-Men?
No.
Damn it.
After the break.
Okay.
bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's more like radio.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
Welcome to the Sus Show. We're totally insane. We've got dumbasses and folks who are really lame. We got Sully on the soundboard. Danielle is rocking too. And JET the redneck. We're all here for you on the Sully Show. Welcome to the Sully Show. Let's bring it to y'all. Shana-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-knees, please.
I want to hear you snore. Join us on The Sully Show live every Sunday, noon to 2 Eastern, on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, smokers, you stink. I'm not talking about your character. That's a given. I'm talking about your clothes. It's time to kick the butts and move over to something more pleasant. I'm talking about e-cigs from Smokeless Image. They're cheaper than cigarettes, don't smell, and are available in a wide variety of flavors ranging from mints, fruits, desserts, or the traditional tobacco flavors if that's what you want. Simply go to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke for all your vaping needs. That's tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Shy kids. We are the shy kids.
See it right there. It's done. Theme song.
And we're back.
Shit. Thank you, Dean.
That was even more abrasive than real Dean.
Yeah. You did that so fucking long that I'm out of breath from it.
Oh, my eyes are watering.
Yeah.
That's crazy. All right. Before we went to break, we selected Nerdagories category. That is the third installment of our action movies Nerdagories.
Yeah.
And these are action movies that are from the year 2000 to present.
To present.
Got you.
So they get a couple extra years there.
Four.
Yeah, four.
4 years. Four. Almost four full years.
Yeah.
These lists are too hard to write.
Hey, they are, yeah. Narrowing it down. Oh, we also said no superheroes.
Oh, yes. The one rule, no superheroes costumed hero. Yeah,
it would be too easy to fill up your list with those because they're all so good
You
now.
Know what? The last 3 years of Marvel movies alone would fill up that.
Yeah,
honestly.
Much.
Like yeah. Guardians, Captain America, Winter Soldier, fucking Iron Man 3,
yeah.
The Avengers.
Yeah.
Thor. Like, boom, right there.
It's true.
Yeah, the Marvel movies alone.
Right.
Because DC movies are kind of shitty. Throw in a Dark Knight.
Dark Knight, and then the rest suck.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Who won last week? Was it you, Corey?
I believe I did, even though there were some people in the chat that said that I shouldn't have. But, you know.
Whatever. Oh, because of Leon the Professional.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which... is a lot more drama than action, yes.
Yes.
But fuck you, I won. It's in the past.
Look, it's
Get
my fault
it.
For not calling him out on it yeah, at the
look,
time.
Look, you got to play the game, play the game. You know? You
paid the cost to beat the boss.
Yep.
Uh-oh. I'm appropriating.
Because the hater's going to hate.
Yeah.
And the player's going to hate. But you know what I got to do? I got to shake it off.
Shake it off.
So I will go first and then to Dean and then you.
It's actually me, then Dean.
Okay, so me, Doc, Dean.
We go clockwise.
Sorry.
Yeah.
First on my list is one of my favorite movies to come out of the 2000s.
Yeah.
It is an action movie that was a book series, I think, and then became a trilogy and then just got rebooted with Jeremy Renner. And that is Bourne Identity.
I also had the Bourne Identity.
Damn it.
And by the way, first one is the best one.
It is.
In my opinion.
It is. You know what? The second one was, I thought was really solid, except that all of the action scenes were that shaky cam shit.
Right.
And you couldn't see anything that was going on in the action sequences.
They fucked up.
It was like, shake, 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 shake. He's got a pen through his hand.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
The third one was much better.
Yes.
But first one's still the best one.
The third one was a little more espionage, less action.
Yeah.
The first one was really well
done. It's all about the first one.
Yeah.
For me. Yeah.
And I thought that the Jeremy Renner one was okay.
Didn't even see it.
It was just okay.
Yeah. I wanted him to start shooting arrows.
Yeah. Right?
Because
you know? He doesn't get enough screen time.
Why
in
aren't
Avengers.
You shooting arrows?
Yeah.
Apparently in Avengers 2, he's got a lot more screen time. Yeah.
Because he is.
I mean, he was.
He is such a side character.
He was like in one scene in Thor, the original Thor.
Mm-hmm.
Then he was half of Avengers 1. He was a zombie, pretty much.
Yes.
And then he was cut from Captain America Winter Soldier.
Why was he cut from Captain America Winter
Soldier? Well, they never even filmed it. They had a scene written and they never filmed it.
Ah, I see.
Yeah. And it apparently would have been really cool from what I've heard. But, you know. So, a lot more of him in Avengers 2, which I think he's cool.
I think it's cool too. I mean, they're really losing out on the sort of the resurgence of bow and arrow popularity.
There's a show called Arrow that people seem to like.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Maybe they didn't want to.
Hunger Games has arrows.
Yeah. I mean, maybe they didn't want to have to battle Arrow.
I don't know. I don't think they give a fuck about DC. I think Marvel looks at DC like, ha, plebeians.
You're cute.
Yeah.
It's weird, though, because DC television shows?
Yeah.
Pretty decent.
Yeah.
Because they let people sort of, like, expand the universe in the TV shows
a lot more. I just hope Gotham doesn't stink.
It looks awesome, though.
It does.
But it does have the potential to be really bad.
To be Batman babies. They'll make your dreams.
Yeah. Yeah, it has the potential to be really bad.
Yeah.
But it looks awesome.
Okay. So you took Bourne Identity.
Yeah, whatever.
From me. brings me to my next one. Kill Bill.
Yeah, which volume? It doesn't matter because I had one and they would cancel.
Yeah, and to me it's one movie. I also had Kill Bill.
Did you really, Dean?
Yeah.
You son of a bitch.
Fucking karate and shit.
I don't know why I'm putting points next to these. These are crossed out.
Yeah, these are crossed out. So that was a three-way cross out.
Son of a bitch.
Motherfucker.
Although, right. Kill Bill Volume 1, awesome.
Kill Bill Volume 1 is way more action-y than Volume 2, but I really just consider them one long movie.
There is a mega edit that Quentin Tarantino did.
Yeah.
Where he edited one big movie together.
Yeah, he said it should be coming out at some point.
It's been doing, cinema festival circuits.
Really? I didn't even hear of that.
Like really, really small festival. He'll, like, take a copy to a really small, like, Tribeca Film Festival or whatever.
Yeah, I want to see this.
And
this is the one I want to own.
I would rather have that movie.
Yeah.
Just one sort of long movie that sort of explains the whole story front to end without it having to be just like, here's all the action, here's all the exposition.
Right.
You know, just fucking...
Yeah.
Make it one long movie. I would have sat in the theater for fucking 4 hours.
As soon when Kill Bill 1 ended, I was just like, I want to watch more.
I needed a bit of a balance, but Kill Bill is still very awesome.
Yeah. And I love the ending of Kill Bill 2.
It's all great.
Yeah.
It's all great. It just, I didn't like the structure being split up into two movies the way it was.
Yeah. Okay, so that was a three-way cancellation.
Oh, fuck!
Yeah. What'd you just remember another
just
one?
Just like, you know, go ahead.
Okay.
If it comes up, like, you know.
Dean, go.
Well, you took Kill Bill.
Yeah.
So my next one.
Yes, Gilbert Godfrey.
That's offensive. I don't like being compared to the parrot from Aladdin. My next one is Arubin Utai Shimarisu San Kyodai.
What?
I said Arubin Utai Shimarisu San Kyodai.
What is that?
It's a Japanese action movie.
Well, I figured.
which is kind of like Power Rangers, but Japanese. And instead of fighting monsters, they fight hot tentacle women. Hot tentacle women? Isn't the tentacles usually attacking the women in Japanese movies? In this one, the hot women have the tentacles, and they're fighting the Power Rangers, kinda. It's like the Power Rangers.
All right.
Are the tentacle women the good guys or the bad guys?
The tentacle women are the bad guys.
Oh, okay.
And the Power Ranger type team is the good guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I keep calling them the Power Rangers to make you understand.
What's it called again?
It's actually called Arubin Utai Shimarisu San Kyodai.
What does that mean?
It means the power, this team that's like the Power Rangers, kinda.
It's very,
fights,
very literal
fights
translation.
The tentacle hot women.
It's Ranger team versus tentacle women. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I would like to caution, I have no idea if that's real or not.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, points, sure. What year did that come out?
2003.
Yeah. All right. I mean, that fits.
That works.
Yeah, sure.
Point for Dean point for of Dean. A movie we can't prove.
Yeah.
Corey.
Next on my list is from another franchise that I love. Hard to pick one that I wanted to put on this list, so I just went with the first one again.
Yeah.
And that's Casino Royale.
A very good choice. Yeah. I didn't have this, but a very good choice, and the only Bond movie I've ever seen.
Casino Royale?
Yeah. And I went, oh shit, Bond movies. But then I was like, if I try to watch the old ones, they're not going to be like this.
You know what I liken it to?
Yeah.
Doctor Who.
Really?
Yes. Coming in at Daniel Craig is like coming in at Matt Smith.
Okay.
Okay. The special effects are way better.
Yeah.
The writing is a lot tighter. The acting is a lot better.
Yeah.
The fight sequences are better choreographed.
Right.
But the things that, like, if you went to the third, like Skyfall, mm-hmm. there's a lot of Easter eggs in Skyfall
mm-hmm.
that hint back to a lot of the sort of lore and stories okay. that happen, or the way the story structure happens in the older Bond films.
So really, I should keep watching. I need to watch Quantum and then Skyfall.
Yeah, some people think that you can sort of skip Quantum of Solace. It's like
I've heard Quantum is like
it's
a
like
direct,
the David Tennant years.
But I've heard instead of Quantum being like a separate adventure, like most Bond movies, it's like a direct sequel to Casino Royale.
Well, all three of them are direct.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's the storyline is a little more linear.
Got it. It's not this weird standalone shit.
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, without being too spoilery,
yeah,
they get through this first trilogy
mm-hmm.
to basically set up what happens before Sean Connery's James Bond.
Got it.
That's not exactly what happened, but that's sort of what.
Because these are prequel Bonds, like reboot.
Yeah,
Bond.
This is rebooting Bond yeah. to before, like, when he just became 007.
Got it.
Right?
Yeah. I remember that in Casino Royale. So that continues.
Yeah, because like Casino
Royale. We haven't reached
yeah,
any of the old movies.
Casino Royale
yeah.
doesn't feel like a traditional Bond film.
Right.
It
the whole fucking intro scene, I was hooked. When he's running through all
oh,
the construction
yeah, yeah, yeah.
shit.
That parkour fight
yeah.
that he had, it's amazing.
Yeah.
In Skyfall, there's a really cool car chase scene
yeah.
that opens the front of it. It's
nice.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, those first three, or these current three Bond films.
This trilogy of Bond.
They work really well as a trilogy.
Yeah.
Quantum of Solace is the lowest of the two.
So,
I really like Quantum
so
of Solace.
So it's the Iron Man 2.
Yeah, but it's a better number 2 than Iron Man 2 is
okay.
to its franchise.
Got it.
Because it's a solid movie, it just is, coming off of Casino Royale, it didn't, like, up
right.
the ante
yeah.
at all. But then Skyfall fucking takes it a whole nother
yeah.
level, you know?
Right.
and then ends different than any other Bond. Like, it's weird because, like, Casino Royale gives you some of this suave debonair, like, he's in a casino, he's drinking his martini.
And he's Royale.
He comes up with the martini, like, yeah. He's outsmarting people at a poker table, he's outplaying that. And then there's the, like, getting hit in the nuts with that big fucking thing, and he's just laughing at the yeah. guy. Like, holy shit, he's a badass, yeah. right? That set up in Casino Royale. Then Quantum of Solace, he, like, goes on a Bond adventure.
Right.
But it's still not quite a, like, a traditional Bond film, mm-hmm. right? But there's little hints in that one that sort of go back to other Bond films. Like, each new Bond film, they sort of put a little more
references.
Traditional Bond yeah. feel or references or whatever. Yeah, like,
right.
There's a girl that gets covered completely in oil.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a nod to Goldfinger, where a girl gets covered completely in gold.
Right.
And suffocates, okay. right? So, like, there's those little tiny.
And oil is things. Black gold. Texas tea.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. But it's also crucial to the villain, what they're right. going after, all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Cool. But then the final Bond film,
yeah.
by the time it's over, everything it's set up
yeah.
will set up the next Bond film to be like a traditional Bond film.
Okay, got it. Cool.
So
okay.
then, like, once you get past Skyfall, mm-hmm. then you could go back and watch, like, a Sean Connery one, and, like, it'll all kind of make sense.
Right, right, right. Okay. Point, by the way, for your
Casino Royale.
Yep. You didn't have that, Dean?
No, I didn't have that.
All right, good. Yeah. My next one is Dean might even know about this one. It's a Indonesian action film called The Raid.
Redemption.
Redemption is the American tacked-on subtitle we added for no reason. The movie's called The Raid, and for Redemption. Some reason, when it came out in America, we were like, The Raid, Redemption. We need the extra thing.
I yeah. almost put The Raid on my list.
It's a great movie,
it's
right?
It's fucking awesome. Oh, yeah. God damn it!
What? You forgot another
one? Another fucking movie!
Say it at the end. Save it for
you know
the
what?
End. Save it for the end. You can't change it now.
Hold on. I'm going to put my almost made it list.
Okay. You work on that. I get a point, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you have that one, Dean?
No, I've seen that one and it's really good, but I didn't have it.
Okay, good. Cool. Dean, your next one.
My next one is called Karu Jisan no Sora Tobu Ai.
What was that?
It's Karu Jisan no Sora Tobu Ai.
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 Okay. And that is?
That's in this one, you see, there's these hot women, and they're fighting.
Non-tentacled.
No, hot okay. women.
Hot women.
And they're fighting like this team that's kind of the Power Rangers, but they have tentacles.
Oh.
So, is this like a sequel to the previous one?
Two completely different studios.
Completely different franchises. Yeah. Maybe they were like...
Wow.
You know how they did like Volcano and Dante's Peak at the same time?
Oh, parallel thinking.
You know, or like Deep Impact and fucking Armageddon?
Yeah.
You know, two rivalry studios? Is right. that the case going on? Like two Japanese studios that were like, I know, tentacled beasts and hot women.
I think they're both based on two separate mangas.
Oh, okay.
Wow. That's amazing.
Okay.
Yeah.
When did that one come out?
2011.
Maybe it's a reboot.
Maybe it is a reboot. What do you, Dean?
Is it a reboot?
No, that's two completely separate movies, have nothing to do with each other. If you watch them, they're not alike at all.
Tonally.
But if you hear about it, it sounds kind of the same.
Okay.
But no.
All right. What's it called again?
It's called Karu Jisan no Sora Tobu Ai.
I love the way you say that. All right. Point, Dean. Sure. Yeah, point. Next on my list is, I consider it an action film.
Yeah.
But it's more of like an independent movie you can call Shenanigans. This is potentially my Leon the Professional.
Okay.
Of this list. It's a British action film. Indie British action film that has to do with alien invasion.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
And it's amazing.
Yeah.
And
It has the blessing of Edgar Wright.
Right.
And it's Attack the Block.
Attack the Block, and I count it.
You count it.
I love that movie.
Oh, my God. Attack the Block is amazing.
It is amazing.
What I thought was even more amazing is the more I watched the film and I was like, holy shit, that was awesome.
Yeah.
The CG effects on those black aliens was amazing.
Yeah.
No CG effects.
No,
it was practical.
It was all practical.
And I don't know how they got it to be so fucking, like, void of anything those creatures
right.
were.
Yeah.
It was like gorilla creatures.
Yeah.
They were so dark.
Yeah.
That it created this weird optical effect.
Yeah.
Even just watching it on film, like, it was weird. But they were really creepy and, like,
yeah.
really cool creatures, and to be done on such a small budget, like.
Right.
Really impressive
yeah,
film. It's similar to, like, The Raid, where it was, like, it's a foreign film, and they had a low budget, and
yeah.
They still managed to make a really captivating movie,
yeah.
you know? Attack the Block, to me, is very much like that. It's a little light on action.
Yeah. It's actually...
Especially compared to, like, the Kill Bills and the fucking Bourne Identity, but...
Yeah. It's actually... that was directed by Joe Cornish,
mm-hmm.
who was writing Ant-Man with Edgar Wright before they both left the project.
Right.
And now Joe Cornish is going to be doing Skull Island, the prequel to King Kong.
Really?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, he does.
I would watch that, yes.
Yeah, I give you a point for that, totally.
All right.
Attack the Block is great.
Dean, I'm okay with that?
Yes!
Okay.
I also like this movie. This movie you speak of.
This movie of which you speak.
This movie of which you speak.
Thanks, Dean. My next one is my next two, I'd say, are very silly action movies, but well done.
Okay.
So first is Shoot 'Em Up.
That has Paul Giamatti
and Clive Owen.
Right. That's good.
Oh yeah.
Like, it's entertaining but stupid.
It's entertaining but stupid. Okay. It is. Imagine if Bugs Bunny was live action.
Really?
With humans. That's exactly what the movie
is.
It's
cartoony.
It's not cartoony. It's if Bugs Bunny was as real as it could be, still being Bugs Bunny, though. Like, the main character eats carrots while cracking wise and then shooting the bad
really?
Guy who's very Elmer Fuddish.
Really?
It's a live-action Bugs Bunny movie, I'm telling you. Have you, you haven't seen Shoot 'Em Up?
I've not. I saw, like, 3 minutes of it in a hotel room while I was on vacation.
It's awesome action, and you will laugh your ass off watching this movie because of how it doesn't take itself seriously.
Okay.
It is fun and silly goofballness.
Shoot 'em up.
Shoot 'em up.
Okay.
Watch it. It's amazing.
All right.
Yeah. Point for me?
Yeah. I didn't have it because I haven't seen it.
Awesome.
I will take your word for it being entertaining.
Dean, your next one.
All right. My next one is Last Action Hero 2. This time he's black.
Hold on.
I don't think did they make a Last Action Hero 2?
I'm
calling shenanigans.
I'm calling shenanigans on this one, dude. You can't pull this horse shit.
Because I don't think they would subtitle it This Time He's Black.
Yeah. If you're gonna make up a fucking movie, you should have done it with the Japanese titling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would have been so much easier to pull past us.
I know.
Look.
Yeah. There's no Last Action Hero 2, This Time He's Black.
We are stickler for rules. Yeah. I'm pretty strict when it comes to movies, all especially, right. Dean.
Yeah.
So no fucking Last Action Hero 2. You don't get it.
All right. This is a movie that I made at home in my spare time in iMovie.
With action figures?
With my Blade action figure.
The truth comes out. Dean. You know, does it feel better to share the truth?
It does.
Okay.
The love interest was a troll doll.
Wow. That's amazing. All right. Well, yeah, sorry. It has to be a real release, not
real,
just something
real movie,
you made.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, not to say that the stuff that you make isn't a real movie, just that it had to have been released
Your
in
main star
some
can't
theaters.
Be a Blade action figure.
It's true.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the Lego movie was all Legos.
I drew a mustache on him.
I thought Blade had a mustache.
Yeah, doesn't he have
I made a bigger one.
Doesn't he have a whole facial hair?
I made it curly cute.
You give him a handlebar?
Yeah.
All right, Dean. Sorry, you lost that one. Corey.
Last on my list is a movie that really surprised me
Yeah.
When I saw it.
And it surprised me mainly because the main character is a young girl.
Yeah.
And you don't expect young girl to be the center point of a kick-ass action film.
Uh-oh.
Much in the same way that I was blown away by the character Hit Girl in Kick-Ass.
So I was about to say.
This is not Kick-Ass.
If you're talking about Kick-Ass, you're fucking done because it's superheroes.
No.
Okay.
You said no costume characters.
Okay.
But for some reason, I'm drawn to like female characters who kick ass in action films.
Right.
Which is why I loved Kick-Ass so much, because Hit Girl is such an amazing character.
Yeah.
This also has a similar character in that she's a young girl who's very just, like, you don't want to fuck with her.
Yeah.
And that was Hannah.
I never saw Hannah.
You should watch Hannah.
Okay.
Holy shit.
And her sisters?
No.
Is this Woody Allen?
No.
No? Okay.
This is not Hannah and her sisters. No.
All right.
Hannah is a movie. I think it's got, what's his fucking name? Eric Bana?
Oh, Bad Hulk?
Yes. What's his name?
Eric Bana.
Eric Bana.
Yeah.
He and this fucking young blonde girl. I don't know who the fuck she is, but and I think Tilda Swinton's in it.
Yeah.
And Tilda Swinton plays maybe it's or is it the other one? Not Tilda Swinton.
Conan girl. O'Brien?
No.
The not Tilda Swinton one.
What's her name? Cate Blanchett?
If she's in it, sure. Then her?
One of those two.
Yeah.
I get them confused.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
I can't remember which one.
Whatever.
Which one is in the
Hannah's
movie.
A good movie.
But Hannah's amazing.
Okay.
Basically, Eric Bana is like an ex fucking special forces type of person.
Yeah.
He and his wife got into a car accident. Wife dies. He saves this baby, raises it in the wilderness, and raises her to be self-sufficient and to eventually seek revenge on those that took them out.
Okay.
Because his whole thing was that the agency that they were working for took him out. Mm. And
like, some of that old Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Yeah, exactly,
shit.
Exactly. So he trains his daughter.
That would have been a good one. Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
That's one that almost made the list.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, there's so many that just fell short. Like, it was so hard to pare down these lists, but like, yeah, Hannah, he trains her, and then she goes on this journey to find the agency and just melee the entire time.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and she's a teenage girl, so there's like, she meets up this family who also has a teenage girl, and that teenage girl is trying to relate with her, mm-hmm. and she has no concept of like what it is to be a teenager.
Oh, yeah.
She's so fish out of water in those things, and she plays it really well. But she's so fucking kick ass in this movie that and then like she starts to uncover more and more of the sort of mystery
right.
of her past and all that kind of stuff. And then like either Tilda Swinton or Cate Blanchett, whichever one, starts feeding her other information.
Okay,
like you know.
We need to move on.
You're wrong. It's like this, and like it's a really well written
movie.
On. You can trim that. It's
move
fine.
On.
It's really good. I recommend you watch it.
Okay, cool. My last one. It's my turn, right?
Yeah.
Yes. My last one is Crank.
Crank. Yes. I didn't even think of the Crank trilogy.
Yeah.
Duology.
There's only two.
Duology, yeah. The Crank movies.
Yeah, the Crank movies.
I was thinking of the Transporter trilogy.
Transporter has a trilogy.
Yeah.
Crank has two.
I love me some Jason Statham movies. I didn't put them on my list because there were better movies. Because Jason Statham isn't really in any great movie.
He's in Crank.
It's a fun movie.
I quote Crank all the time.
It's a fun movie. It's
my
not a
name
great...
is Chev Chelios, and Tadoy is the doy oi doy.
It's... It's great for reasons other than its moviness.
Right. It's fun as shit.
It is absolutely fun, yeah.
Yeah.
Crank 2 is just as fun.
I love Crank 2, yeah. I could have easily put Crank 2
it is
high
such,
voltage.
It is such a dude's movie.
Yeah, it really is.
You know, like, women will not get Crank or Crank 2.
Yeah, or the Three Stooges.
Right. It's made specifically for 14-year-old boys.
Did you have any more?
I'm out. No, Dean. Okay. Dean's
so
next.
Dean's last. Dean, your last movie. What is it? Blackfish.
Wait, the documentary.
The documentary about SeaWorld?
No.
This is a remake of the old TV character Fish.
but he's black.
What?
There was an old TV character called Fish.
There was?
Yeah, it was Fish. It was a spinoff of Barney Miller.
I'm sorry, I thought you said Barney Miller.
Yeah, it was a spinoff of Barney Miller. Okay. There was a character in that named Detective Phil Fish, played by Abe Vigoda.
Abe Vigoda?
Abe Vigoda, the old fucker?
Really?
Yes, and he had his own spinoff called Fish. And this is a remake of that called Blackfish, starring Martin Lawrence.
Is it produced by Tyler Perry?
No. It's produced by Sidney Poitier. Poitier. Wow.
I mean...
Wait, this is real.
This happened. What year?
It's very recent, actually. I forget. Like 2000.
Is Sidney Poitier still alive?
2002. And in it, they find out about all these atrocities at SeaWorld. Now, wait a minute. Hold
on. Okay.
Hold on.
No, no, no.
You are talking about the documentary Blackfish.
Yeah. The killer whales are killing trainers.
And Martin Lawrence wasn't in that.
Yeah, I don't remember Martin Lawrence at all.
I thought he was in that. You know what I think happened? I was watching Nothing to Lose, and then Blackfish came on after it, and I kind of mixed the two.
You fell asleep halfway through one and woke up halfway through the other?
That might have happened, yes. Yeah, come to think of it, I'm pretty sure there was a back-to-back Nothing to Lose Blackfish marathon on FXX.
I bet that was a... You're like, this movie ended weird.
I did think it was weird, but it was a really good action movie because first, Martin Lawrence and Shawshank Redemption are running around. And then at the end, all these fucking trainers at SeaWorld are getting attacked.
Right.
Then the whales are being mistreated.
They're getting scalped and they're...
Scalped and fucked in the blowhole or whatever.
They got their fins flopped.
I gotta not count this because Blackfish is a documentary and it's not actiony.
I kind of want to count it, but I know I can't.
Yeah, I had a fever that day. I don't know what happened.
I like Fever Dream, but it's not one movie, and then they're not connected in a franchise.
No.
Also, not Blackfish, but you connected it to a. Yeah, no.
I thought it was a remake of Detective Phil Fish, who started in Barney Miller.
I understand.
And got his own show called Fish.
Abe Vigoda.
And Abe Vigoda played the character.
I like that you extrapolated that back history from a Fever Dream movie.
Yeah.
But I'm with Doc. I don't think we can give you the points.
No, I'm sorry, Dean. No points for that. I'd suit yourself. I mean... If you don't want to count this gold, fuck a cranberry.
What are you talking
about?
Fuck a
what
cranberry?
What are you talking about, Dean?
What does that even mean?
Listen, if you can't understand my vernacular, you should go back to Sunday school. All right. Dean's going nuts.
Just count your points.
Count your points.
How many points? I have 3 points.
I can't find my points. Dean, how many did you have? Funnily enough, I can't find mine either. It's odd that we both lost our points at the same time.
Dean, let's see. Dean, you had Kill Bill cancel. We didn't give you two. Your last two didn't count.
I got two.
You got two for the Japanese movies.
The two Japanese movies.
Yeah.
Those
two very real Japanese movies.
Did you find yours yet, Doc? Oddly enough, I did, right when you found yours.
Good.
I got Crank, I got Shoot 'Em Up, and I got The Raid. I got three.
You got three?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck!
What?
You and I are in a cum dancer.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay. All right.
Dean.
Sorry, Dean.
Dean has to pick the category for us, though.
He does. But before we do the category, let me just say that, the first Pirates of the Caribbean movie?
Oh, shit, yeah. That would have been a good one.
Is a really good action movie that didn't make it on my list. A movie that I brought up previously that was really hard to cut was Olympus Has Fallen,
right.
Which to me is like new Die Hard.
Yeah.
Really good. Also, Inglourious Basterds.
Ooh, there's definite action in that, but that is more of a talky drama to me.
It is talky, but yeah. Holy shit. Yeah. When they fucking...
I'd say Django more.
Django Unchained?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Really, you could have filled this list with like all Quentin Tarantino right. movies. Death Proof, even?
Yeah.
And then a more recent film that I've seen three times now called Snowpiercer.
Is it good?
It's like The Raid on a train.
The Raid on a train.
The Raid on a train.
Wow.
With Captain America.
Wow.
And the kid from Billy Elliot.
Wow. Who? Yeah.
The kid from Billy Elliot and War Doctor.
And the War Doctor's
and
in
the War
it.
Doctor.
John fucking Hurt.
Yes.
Holy shit. That sounds
it's
good.
Fucking awesome.
Nice. I'll have to see this.
Snowpiercer.
Oh, I know who, you know, I know who directed that.
It's a Korean
yeah,
director.
It's the guy who made The Host, that monster movie that I love.
I have not seen The Host.
You got to see it. It's on Netflix.
Okay.
And don't accidentally watch the Stephanie Meyer The Host. Watch the monster movie from 2006.
Wait. Oh, the
because there's a
Twilight.
There's a Twilight spinoff called The Host about it's aliens Twilight
mm-hmm.
instead of vampires Twilight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Fuck that one.
Don't watch that The Host.
Yeah.
The
okay.
other The Host.
Dean, have you thought of a cum dancers category for us yet?
I'm so nervous. I hate it.
I actually haven't. Let me think. Abe Vigoda movies.
Oh, fucking really?
Really?
No.
How about the guy who played him in Blackfish? All right, Martin Lawrence movies.
I don't
go.
Know any Martin Lawrence movies. Shit.
I'll start. Nothing to Lose.
Bad Boys.
Bad Boys 2.
Blue Streak.
Big Mama's House.
Big Mama House 2.
Big Mama's House 3?
No.
I believe there was one.
Is there a Big
yeah,
Mama
there is.
House?
There is.
Are you sure?
I'm definite.
Is you sure it's not like Big Mama's Back?
No.
Or like Son
Why
of Big
would they
Mama.
Make a movie about her back?
I don't know.
Go next.
Oh, Martin Lawrence movies. he was in that one that I'm thinking of right now that is
I think you're done.
Why I can't. No, I'm done.
I
yeah,
think you're
sorry,
done.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Sorry.
Did we go through his entire IMDb?
I don't know. He did one with Danny DeVito also. I can't
did
remember
he?
The name of. Yeah.
Fuck.
It's like Money Don't Cost a Thing. Money, more money, more problems.
I don't know.
Money problems.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Lawrence.
I was tapped out on his movies. I didn't know.
I win.
You do. Doc
yay,
wins.
Yay, 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 yay. Why do you keep alternating with me, Dean? That's so creepy.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah. You're looking at him in the yeah. eye when you do it.
Guys, I have to actually leave. I'm supposed to catch a flight.
Well, we're going to do plugs.
No, I know, but Dean is like, real Dean is flying here from Seattle. I actually have to fly to Seattle because that's where I am the rest of the year
oh.
when he's not at
you
PAX.
Guys, you switch places?
We switch. That's how it works.
Oh, well, oh, I mean, that works out for us.
Yeah. So I have to actually catch a plane. So DeanBatino.com, Fruitsy Collins on Twitter. I'm out of here. See you later, guys.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Yeah. Bye, Dean.
Bye, Dean. Bye, fake Dean.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have talked so much about Hannah if I'd known that he had to catch a flight.
Right? We kept him here longer talking about Hannah.
Yeah. Sorry.
And her sisters.
Sorry, fake Dean.
Yeah.
Either way, anyway, he kind of got the plugs in, so
yeah.
Go ahead and do your plugs.
You can follow me on Twitter at DockyWeets, also on Facebook, facebook.com/DockyWeets. You can follow me there. And you can find my new other podcast, Two Fat Daleks, where me and Rorschach from It's All About Me talk about Doctor Who.
Mm-hmm.
That is on sharktake.com, shark with a C instead of K.
Shark with a C instead of a K.
Yeah, so like Shark Tank.
How many episodes are you guys in on that?
Two so far by the time this airs.
Two so far by the time
yeah,
this airs.
Because we've had two new episodes of Doctor Who.
I gotcha.
A third one is airing today right now if you're listening on More Like Radio. And if you've downloaded from theshykids.com.
Wait, a third Doctor Who episode.
A third Doctor Who episode is airing today.
Today.
If you're listening on More Like Radio.
Yes.
If you've downloaded our show Monday when it comes out.
Or years from now.
Then you're just a day away from another Two Fat Daleks. Or years from now, there could be several out.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, who knows.
Really good podcast.
Thank you.
You did mention me in episode 2. Saying that I felt like you were being cheated on. I mentioned that as a joke in our last episode.
Yeah, I know. I could tell.
But it didn't seem like you expressed that it was a joke.
I did say, out of spite, you and Holly should do a podcast together.
Right, yeah.
Where you talk about Seattle or...
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Talk about
you
football.
You could get fake Dean in on that.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. But yeah, no, I really enjoy the Doctor Who podcast.
Thank you.
You do give me some... I like Rorschach on your show. I feel like you add so many more insights into the episode that, like, oh fuck, I need to go back and rewatch because I missed that or whatnot. Right. Really good, really solid.
Thank you.
I hope lots of people pick it up.
A lot
of people pick it up and start listening to it, especially if
you're
a fan.
You can also follow at Two Fat Daleks on Twitter. And there's also facebook.com/twofatdaleks where we announce all the episodes. Yeah.
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 So yeah, is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
All your plugs?
That's mine.
All right, my plugs. As far as I go, you can follow me on Twitter at Corey D. Cook. You know, if you'd like. Or
if you're nasty.
Yeah, you know. More importantly, follow my record label at ArcadianRecords.com. Please go buy Jeff Martin's Irie Me. It's out everywhere now. Yeah. It's fucking worldwide. There's reviews that have been coming in. People seem to love it.
Yeah.
Which I'm super happy about.
Right.
Tons of great reviews.
Tons of lots.
Yes.
You might say.
Tons of great reviews on iTunes that have been rolling in, and we've been getting messages and stuff. People are really responding well to Irie Me. Thank you to everybody who's already bought it. If you haven't bought it, go get your copy now. iTunes, yeah. Amazon, Google Play, wherever you buy your digital music, you can find it. It's also on Spotify and RDO and Pandora and all that kind of
stuff.
The
Explorer. So
it is. Pandora the Explorer. It's on all of that shit. So go ahead and get your copy wherever you get your digital music. Otherwise, you can go to ArcadianRecords.com for all Arcadian Records updates. Maybe we got some new projects coming up soon.
Maybe.
Who knows? you can also...
fuck my mouth.
Actually, we have an Instagram at the Arcadian Records. I think that's all my plugs.
Yeah. Okay.
Other than that, you can go to theshykids.com for all your Shy Kids needs.
Yep.
If you need to email the show for any reason, how can they email the show?
comments@theshykids.com.
That is absolutely true.
Yeah.
We also have a Facebook page.
facebook.com/theshykids.
That is true. We have
a Twitter
account as well, and that's at Shy Kids Podcast. That is absolutely accurate. And as always, you can listen to us every Saturday at 11. Are you getting a phone call?
Shit, yeah. I am getting a phone call. Hold on. Nobody ever calls me. I don't know how to answer it. okay, there. Hello? Hello? Yeah?
We should probably cut this out.
We'll cut this out.
Okay.
Yeah? You're kidding. Oh my God. Okay. All right. Well, okay. Thank you for letting me know.
Is everything okay?
Wow. That was, the police. Fake Dean's plane was shot down over the Sea of Japan. It spun in. And there were no survivors.
Oh no.
This never happened. Always remember that this never happened. Suicide is painless.
R.I.P. Fake Dean.